Welcome to episode 15 of This One's for the Working Mama, bringing you the right type of distraction for your daily commute. Join in the movement of working moms who own their choice to work and strive to achieve a life with their soul on fire. Make a conscious effort to fill your daily drive with truth and wisdom that can abolish the working mom guilt for good and find community. I'm Katie Alexander, and this is your 8-Minute Devotion. Episode 15, You Can Run, But You Can't Hide. In 2013, after a year and a half of fertility treatments with no success, I threw in the towel on the idea that we were meant to expand our family and embrace the one perfect little girl God had granted us. Coming to this resolve, after a season of uncertainty and hope, felt like bold faith and complete reliance on the promise that God knew best. Then something crazy, miraculous, and totally far out happened. I found an old pregnancy test in the middle of a move. Took it, and saw a completely unexpected plus sign. I laughed at the irony of fully surrendering this desire to have God fulfill it just a few short weeks later. I cried because I was reminded what a good, good father he is, and I began immediately planning and sharing the news. When I found myself in the emergency room with another wild turn of events at 10 weeks, I was overconfident that there would be no issue because this was the baby God brought to life out of the unexpected surrender. So 2 days later, in my OB's office, for a follow-up exam, her harsh words that abruptly proclaimed miscarriage could not be true. She must have it wrong. She can't be very good at this whole doctor thing, and they should probably send someone else in to double-check. Unfortunately, her assessment was correct. And by the time the words really sunk in, the anger had mounted to an explosive level, and there was only one I wanted to throw it at in rapid punching. It was the one who seemingly gave me this gift, only to take it away. It felt cruel and unnecessary, and my heart hardened and darkened. As the good Christian girl I'd been raised to be, for the minutes it took to compose myself, dress, and walk to my car, I thought I could conceal this darkness from God if I kept it in. Like, he wouldn't know that if there was one being I could punch in the face in that moment, it would have been him. It wasn't the specific words in Proverbs 15 that delved into my soul on my car ride home that day, causing me to relinquish the burden to him. But it was similar truths I had heard and read over and over in the Bible that brought me face to face with the reality. I couldn't hide this part of me from the one who created me. Because he knit my heart together and he knew it through and through, he knew what was inside of it. Today's reading in Proverbs talks about the way God knows the heart. Proverbs 15:11-13. Even death and destruction hold no secrets from the Lord. How much more does he know the human heart? Mockers hate to be corrected, so they stay away from the wise. A glad heart makes a happy face. A broken heart crushes the spirit. God knows the condition of our heart. And as I walked to my car on that sad, dark day, I was reminded of that fact. I couldn't run or hide from him. The truth is, he would chase me until I handed over my feelings to him. In my car that afternoon, I resolved that I needed to set out on a high-speed chase to grab God by the collar and stick him in the seat next to me. To pour out my anger, frustration, disappointment, and questions. Putting God in that seat, bearing it all to him, allowing him in every crevice of the hurt and the pain, is where the healing began. You may not be harboring anger for God, but you might be holding a grudge against someone else. Perhaps it's a friend who said something hurtful, your spouse who neglected your needs, or your kids who deliberately disobey. If you hold these feelings in the dark places of your heart, they will crush your spirit. To bring restoration, there is only one cure: getting your heart right with God. I chased him down that day. I laid it all out there. I said, I still love you, but I am really angry with you right now. And slowly, he peeled that back, chased the enemy of my soul away, and allowed me to see the rays of his light shine through. As the hurt started to heal in the days following, I was able to see him slowly show up with reminders that all the while he was pursuing me. He was longing for my relationship, my faith, my perseverance. And the very next month, I was pregnant again. It wasn't expected or anticipated, but it was a beautiful reminder of the way He brings life and restores a broken heart to a glad one. Finish strong today and read the rest of Proverbs 15 to allow God to permeate every hidden, secret place of your own heart to make it right with Him. Thanks for following along on episode 15. To be included in all the upcoming episodes, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you want. Or give it a quick rating, which helps it to be available to more mamas just like you. Stick with me as we continue with these 31 days in the Proverbs. You won't be disappointed.